Before Rosh Hashanah, we learned the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph about 10 lines from the top. The Gemara has a machlokes hamaram regarding kimcha dechiti, what bracha one says. So we learned the Tosfos because that's the opinion that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Halacha LaMaaseh. Tosfos says that the machlokes by kimcha dechiti has to be Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Aleph kimcha dechiti near the lomar bekimcha mamish. Ken lo shayach be bracha de bar pi adama. Tosfos claims it's not shayach to have a machlokes hamaroim on flour and a sack of flour. That's shaluk derech achilasa. Whatever you eat, shaluk derech achilasa, the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. So it must be that it is kederech achilasa. So if it's kederech achilasa, why should Rav Nachman disagree with Rav Yudah? Why does he say that it's shahakol? For what reason? So the Gemara says why? Because it's ishtani. What's taka the din in ishtani? So the Gemara has the sugya later regarding shlokais. The whole sugya that starts Lamed Ches on the base, 10 lines from the top, and it goes on and on and on and on, keeps on going. What was the topic of shlokas? If you grind up the vegetables, either you grind it up or you cooked it. You cooked it, and it's ishtani. So we have it then in Kolat Harkula, Shinui Koinen. Shinui is a patas from Reishas Agez, and Shinui is kosher by Eskan Zayna Mechir Kelev. Shinui is considered Parum Chadash Zabol Lakam. So these are two forms of Shinui. If you cook a fruit or a vegetable, or if you grind it up, should I consider it ishtani? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it depends. If it's ishtani le mal yusa, if it's better after the shinui, so then it's time it lakach. So that's, and you don't say that panim chadash is baolakan, and it loses its original identity, and it's a synthetic food, and the bracha should be shahakol. You don't say that. It's going to be, let's say you cook potatoes. You're going to say shahakol on the cooked potatoes. The Gemara says, no, if I can't, on raw potatoes, you say shahakol, because you should look at derech achilasa, it's not normal. On cooked potatoes, that's what it's aimed for. You don't say that it's a shinui, and you don't say a brach. Okay, so then you say bar pri hadom. But if it's a shtani ligri yusa, originally I had a fruit or vegetable that tastes good the way it is, and normally people eat it the way it is, then I'm going to cook it or grind it up, and that's abnormal to eat it in that form. So if it's a shtani ligri yusa, Then it's considered panim chadash ba'olakan, and it's considered a synthetic food in the bracha shahakol. Here in Agimara, it's ishtani, the kimcha the chiti. It's ishtani, the original akosis achitim. That's the premise of lamed vav and aleph. Akosis is achitim. You say bar pri hadama. You're going to say akosis achitim. You don't say bar pri hadama. So why should you say? Why should it be? There's no room for machlekes if you kimcha dechiti. So that's given. That's the assumption over here of the machlekes amaraim. Rashi says, where did that? How did the amaraim know that that is the assumption? Because that's a tosefta. That's quoted on the next daf on lamed zayin amin aleph. That's right in the middle of the daf of Hatanya, and it says on the right hand margin tosefta perek dalet. Akosis is achitim avarach aleh bar pri hadom. So that everybody's masking to. You don't say bar minim zaynis. You only say bar minim zaynis when you make wheatina, farina, or something like that, cake or cookies, something like that, that's mezayin. But just hakosis achita, going to be bar pri hadom. Tosis over there quotes the suffix of the Rabbein Tam, alam and zayinim and aleph. Hakosis is achita. Want to bring it up now because it's relevant to the kimcha dechiti. When we look in Shulchan Aruch, see, they put all this together. So the Tosis raises an issue there. On Lamed Zayinim and Aleph, Dibra Maschal, Tosis Chito, Tzorach Levaruch Aleh, Bar Pri Hadoma, you don't say Bar Minim Zaynis. So if you would have said Bar Minim Zaynis on Wheatina Farina, or something like that, or Wheaties, or Cake, or Cookies, then you say Ala Michi at the end, if you know that you had a Kazayis of Chameshis Mini Doga. What if you ate Tosis as Achito? So Chitos from the Chameshis Mini Doga, but Mistami, you don't say alamichi ve'alakakola. You only say alamichya if he said bar minim zaynis in the beginning. But if he said bar b'adam, so you don't say alamichya. So what bracha achrayna do you say? So the pashtus is say bar nefashit. So the Rabbein and Tam is not so sure. Since there are three versions, you say if you have cake or cookies, you say alamichi ve'alakakola. If you had peiris, then you say alhoetz v'aprihoetz. If you had wine, you say alagefen v'aprihagefen. So maybe he should say al, what are you going to say? Al amichya v'al alo adoma, v'al priho adoma. What does Taisa say? Miu Bela Acharov, the fifth line in Tesis. And Laman Zayda Manal. Miu Bela Acharov, Yesh Lihistapid, Mai Mavarchim, Mim Mavarchim Ala Michvi Al Kakolo. You start off Ala Michvi Al Kakolo, Misaim Al Hadoma, Val Pri Hadoma. Or not? Why? The Loyashkan Birchas Ala Michvi Al Kakolo, Ala Hech the Baruch Alei Bereisha, Bar Minim Zaynis. What are we making up a new bracha? There is no such bracha akreina. No de lucha al ha'aretz val ha'adoma, val pi ha'adoma, bracha Hashem, al ha'aretz val pi ha'adoma. He said bar pi ha'adoma in the beginning, so he's going to say in the end, al ha'aretz val pi ha'adoma. Rabbeinu Tam, he gave a machzor shalo, machzor means a siddur. So the Rabbeinu Tam, in his siddur, he wrote down, al ha'adoma, al pi ha'adoma. Then v'chazabo, then he backed out. The lashkacham b'shem mokam haf bracha. What are you making up a new bracha? The Gemara has the three new stories. Al ha'michi v'al ha'kalkola, al ha'aretz val pi ha'aretz. And ala gefen val pia gefen, but ala adam al pia adam ala hisker. There is no such text in the Gemara later on daf mem dam. So Rabbeinu Tam is not sure. So what do you do if you're not sure? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Rabbeinu Yoina writes like that. Rabbeinu Yoina hachasid. So the Rabbeinu Yoina was a tzaddik. Mashgiach always used to say we should learn the Shari Tshuva. By the way, it's the same Rabbeinu Yoina who wrote on brachas. Now people say the reverse. You should learn the Rabbeinu Yonah because the same Rabbeinu Yonah wrote the Shari Tshuva. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah has every so often in the Rabbeinu Yonah on the rib, he has Midas Chassidus. So here in Shulchan Aruch they quote this what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that if you're having a kosei sesachito, so what bracha do you say? Dalid. Simen Reish Chesiv Dalid. Because it's sachito, so the bracha is bore priva adomo. And then the mechaber writes, "V'hatoisus nistapkem simi reish chesiv dalit. V'hatoisus nistapkem yivarch leachmer bracha achas mein shalosh. V'lachein kosvu shenochen shalol liochlo ela b'toch hasude v'yifterenu b'birchas hamazon. Since it's a sofik on the bracha achreino." Since it's a suffix and a bracha achreino, see, if you say barnefashis, that's not right. So you should only eat it b'torch hasuda, so it'll be covered with the birchas hamazon at the end. I forgot already. Tyson says that. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Huh? Tyson says. Lamed vav on the days. Which Tyson? Yeah. If you're not sure, okay. If you're not sure whether the bracha achreina is whether bracha vishen is mezen, okay. Similar, right? Similar.
Says it over here.
Tosis has it here too. Shein liochlo shelechol kloyes alchitim shlukas al b'tel chasuda. Shlos brachas amad. Right. Tosis has that. I forgot. I thought it was Rabbeinu Yonah. Tosis themselves have it like that. So that's what the mechaber quotes over there. So here Rabbi Kiveger raises, Rabbi Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch raises a whole issue. On the Kimcha Dechiti, there's a Machlokes Amaroi. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. What they say, Adoma or Shehakol. What kind of a Kimcha Dechiti are you talking about? So Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos. The little Tosfos on Lamed Vav and Aleph writes, you're not talking about a sack of flour that should look at Erech HaFilosoi. There's no machlekes on that. Everybody agrees the bracha should be shahakal there. We're talking about some kind of flour that it is normal to eat. So if it's normal to eat, so why shouldn't you say bar pi adoma? My time at the Rav Nachman, why did Rav Nachman say shahakal nibidvar? You can't say that a shloka derech hafilos, it's normal. So the Gemara says, no, because it's ishtani. It's ishtani. So if it's ishtani, so how do you ever say, if you're going to eat cake and cookies, so why don't you say ishtani? Ishtani means it's a synthetic food. All synthetic foods, you should say shahakol. So on cake and cookies and bread, you should say shahakol. So bread, that's tikna chachamim anu bracha, a special bracha. But why do you say bar minim zaynis on cake and cookies? You should only say bar minim zaynis if you cook the kernels of grain together. But if you ground, it up, you should say ishtani. The answer is no. That's ishtani lemal yusa. The Gemara said. That's what it's aimed for. So then you don't say parul chadash b'olakan. So here it's a machlokes amaroim. What's the story here? It's not ishtani ligriusa, but it's not ishtani lemayusa. You didn't make it better. It's not that it's tasty and not that you made it into kimcha rechiti. If you make cake and cookies out of it, if you grind it up, you make cake and cookies, that's ishtani lemal yusa. If you grind it up and you make flour out of it, that's ishtani legri yusa. There are other things that are ishtani legri yusa. He can't really say ishtani lemal yusa. It's not better than it was before. So that's a machlekes amaroin. Is this the grinding up the kimcha dechite, but it's normal to eat it like this? It didn't improve the situation, but it's not worse than it was before. So they call that ishtariyana. So that's a machlekes. How do we paskin over here? How should we paskin? So in Shulchan Aruch they paskin like Rav Nachman. Okay. Shulchan Aruch they paskin like Rav Nachman that you say shahakol nehiyeh bedvarah. The Rashba on this Gemara quotes the Shita Sagonim that Bedavke we're talking about Kimcha Lechite, that's not normal to eat. He says if it would be the way Taisa says, it's normal to eat it. So why should anybody disagree? Of course it should be Bar Pri Hadoma. I bet it was ground up and it's Ishtani and it's not Lamal Yusa. No. He says if it's normal to eat, of course you're going to say Bar Pri Hadoma. So the only time there's going to be a Machlekes is if you're eating flour, regular flour, and it's not normal. And that's the machlekes. Rab Nachman says he says shahakol because it's abnormal. Shaluka derech achilosa. Rab Yudah doesn't agree with that. What Taisa says that's muskam l'chaladei is that if you're eating food in an abnormal fashion, everyone agrees the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. So the Rashba quotes the Gaonim that goof is the machlekes amaroi. Is there such a rule that shaluka derech achilosa the bracha is always knocked down to shahakol ana? So then the Rashba sums up at the end. He says there's a double machlokes between Tosfos and the Gaonim. The Gaonim learn that the machlokes is kama Gaonim. They quote several Gaonim like that. The Gaonim learn the machlokes is you eat in kimcha lechit in an abnormal fashion. And all over the Perek says whenever you eat shaluka derech achilos, it's knocked down to shahakol. So he says that's because we paskin like Rav Nachman, that is shahakol. But according to Tosfos, that the machlokes is you're eating it in a normal fashion. So he thinks the din should be like Rabbi Yudah. He quotes from the Balei HaTosfos, the din is like Rabbi Yudah. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's not so. Shulchan Aruch, it says, they just quote Tosfos, that we're talking about kimcha rechiti, that's normal to eat, but it's an issue of ishtani, it's not l'mal yusa, it's not l'gri yusa. And nonetheless, we paskin in such a case that it's shahakol. So the Beis Yosef who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, writes, because it's a Sveika Dedina. He's writing this psach. He says on the Kimcha Lechite, the way Taisus learns, he says this is a machlekes harishonim, what the bracha should be. He says, according to the Gaonim, the only time there's a machlekes is if you're eating Kimcha Lechite, shaluk derech achilos. If you're eating it the way Taisus describes, there would never be a machlekes. Everyone would agree that the bracha is adoma. There never would be a machlekes. But Tosfos learns not so. So the Beis Yosef has to take a stand. You have to paskin. So he says he thinks since according to the Gaonim the Kimcha Lechite, the way Tosfos describes it would be Ha'adama, and Tosfos says that it's not Ha'adama, it's Shahakol. So Misofeg, if you say Shahakol, but if you say Ha'adama, it'll be a machlekes. They may as well say Shahakol. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch write that you should only eat the Teich HaSudah? Because you're going to have a suffix on the bracha achreina. If the bracha rishon is supposed to be bar pri hadama, it's kimcha lechite. So then you're going to have a diyun on the bracha achreina. But maybe the bracha achreina should be al haaretz val peres hadama. The mechaber quoted that chumra from the Balei HaTosfos. Nochen shloli ochle ala b'terach asudah yifter en b'rachas hamazon because it's going to be a suffix on the bracha achreina. So there's a long diyun. Rabbi Kiveger has a long arichas on that. That's in Simen Reish Ches Siv Dalet. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch recommend the same by the Kimcha Lechite? Unless you'll say maybe it's a svek sveka, he says. If the bracha rishon is shahakol, because it's ishtani, so the bracha rishon is also going to be bein afoshes. If the bracha rishon is shahakol because it's ishtani, it's a panim chadash is bolakan. Means I treat it like a synthetic food. Came down from heaven or something. Mon. Came down from heaven. So then there's no tzofik There's no suffix that the bracha achranim can be ahu adam or malpi adam. So the Kidegi says, maybe you're saying, itam svek svek, he thinks that's a dechik. The dechik klamen to havik mos svek svek. But then he says, it probably is because of svek svek, but dain tzarchim. He writes and he writes and writes, he's not sure. And that's the reason why. Because it's a suffix, and this itself is a suffix. Akaisis is achito. Is a suffix in Tosis whether you should say a bracha achas mi'en shalosh or you say bar nefashos. And if it's kimcha dechite, then it's a further sveka dedina. The machlekes, the ga'onim in the bali atosis, whether you should say hu adoma. Now the ga'onim say you do say hu adoma. It's not a shtani ligriyusa, it's not a shtani lamayusa, it's not a shtani ligriyusa. It's a shtani, it was ground up. It tastes good after grinding it up, the same as you would eat the kernels of grain when they were toasted, roasted, whatever. It tastes good when it's intact, and it tastes good when you grind it up. It's a shtani, but it's neither lamal yusa nor ligri yusa. So the goyim say, for what reason should it be shahakol? There's no reason in the world it should be shahakol. And Tosis thinks, no, that gufa is the machlokes. So in this case, Rebbe Kivik says, you probably have a svek sveka. That's why it's not even mentioned as a midas chasidus, not to eat it, unless it's toch hasuk. Okay. And we spent a lot of time on the Gemara. The Gemara is establishing here, the whole assumption here is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The Gemara is establishing what bracha you say. Do you say ha'eitz or adoma or shehakol on these various fruits or parts of the tree? So we have dinam deraisa, where we distinguish between fruits and vegetables, and between pre and non-pre. Eitz, fruits and vegetables are both chayv in shumas amais. Eitz is not chayv in shumas amais, even if the eitz is edible, but it's not a pre. So it's not chayv and shumas and maisis, only peris. And in order to have the din of orlo, it has to be davke pri, has to be a pri hoet, has to be a fruit. A vegetable doesn't have a din of orlo. The Gemara says, and if it's a fruit that grows on a tree, then there's no din of kilai. So b'shamay sepukim misaf kelahu. The Gemara has two lines from the bottom. B'shamay sepukim misaf kelahu, on the berries that grow on a bush, on the tzlaf, on the caper bush. That's what they're bending. And it gives you the Arabic word. In Arabic, it's also called caper. On the caper bush, whatever grows on a bush, according to Beshama, that's a sveke dina. Whether it's dina ke fruit, a dina ke vegetable. So they go lechumre, v'abdi hocha lechumre, v'hocha lechumre. They go lechumre, maybe it's a vegetable and it does create an isa klaim. And they go lechumre in the other direction, maybe it's a fruit and it does have the din of orlo. And Beshillel hold that there's no sveke dina. Beshillel hold that whatever grows on a bush is considered an eitz. Bein l'hokol, bein l'hachman is considered an eitz. How do you determine? According to Beis Shammai, obviously they're not sure. A tree has to be tall. A bush is short. What's exactly Beis Shammai suffix? Because the tree is short. That's what the Rabbeinu Yoni writes. But according to Beis Hillel, what's the definition of a tree? So he said the Gemara has on the bottom of Mem Amar Aleph, the bottom line, the Gemara says, you see from the Mishnah, that if you have, or we have this Toseftan, Laman Zayin, Laman Alf, Hakosis is Achito, the Bracha is Bar Pri Hadom. How come you don't say Bar Pri Hoetz? There's an opinion in the Medrash that the Eitz Hadas was Achito tree. The Achitim used to grow on trees. People say that the money grows on the trees in America. So one opinion is that the Eitz Hadas, one opinion is it was an Esrik tree, one opinion it was a Te'ena tree, one opinion it was grapevines, and one opinion was a chita tree. That's what the Gemara quotes on the bottom of Mem Amar Aleph. Why is it called Eitz Hadas? The Gemara quotes all the different opinions. Here, five lines from the bottom. Tanya, Elon, Shachman, or the Marishan, on Rosh Hashanah. Other Marishan was created on Rosh Hashanah, and he was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he sinned on the same day, and he was judged on the same day, and punished on the same day. That's what the Pirkei Der Blazer says. The Rishonim quote that Pirkei Der Blazer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, because I judged you on this day, so too you can tell all of your descendants and in all the future generations I will judge all of mankind, not only the Jewish people. I judge all of Kol Bayi Olam, Arvin Lefanif Kevnei Mar. He judges all the people in the world on Rosh Hashanah. Because that was the day that Adam Rishon was judged. So there are different opinions in the Medrash. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Vilna Gaon wouldn't use grapes for Shachyanu because Al Pi Sod, some Kabbalistic reason that you shouldn't use grapes. You shouldn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. He quotes Al Pi Nigla, you shouldn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah because the grapes are just, the season is just beginning. So it probably won't be the size of Kapula Lovan. It's not big enough to say Bar Pi Hoetz. So maybe it's supposed to be a different bracha. We have to figure out what the bracha is. What bracha is it if it's not Kapula Lovan? That's the Gemara that we're up to. We're almost up to Boisa. We're in the middle of that Gemara. We learned a few lines here and there and later, and we left out the middle part. So we're in the middle of that Gemara. So we'll have to figure that out. What's the din? What bracha they say, boys? So that's Al Pi Nigla. The reason that the official reason they give is that in Europe, that season of the year, Rosh Hashanah season, the grapes weren't fully grown yet, and it's a suffix. Maybe it's Adain Lo Higir Kipul Alavon. It's a suffix. What bracha you say? Whether they say Hoetz or some other bracha. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Al Pi Kabbalah, Al Pi Sod, the Vilna Gaon had a practice not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Mistama Rav Soloveitchik said, Mistama, the Sod is that Adam Rishon fell in by eating the grapes. That was the Eitz Hadas. So we don't want to fall in. So to make Kiddush, you have no choice. You've got to say Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah over a cup of wine. You're not going to make Kiddush over Lechem. If wine is Matzah, you say over wine. But we don't want to eat grapes unnecessarily. We don't want to have... We don't want to have more grapes or more wine than we have to. So that's the first opinion. People drink and they get drunk and they do all kinds of crazy things. They kill and they destroy the whole world. So the first opinion is that it must be grapes. Second opinion is that it was teino. Why? The matter says that the other trees didn't let Adam Rishon take leaves in order to cover himself. Only the Taina tree, because it was the Taina tree that he sinned from. The next opinion is that it was Chita, and then there's another opinion that it was an Esrog. The four opinions in the Medrash. Here the Gemara only quotes three. So the Gemara says one might have thought that since there was a time, Koidim Chet Eitz Hadas, there was a time that Chitim used to grow on a tree. So maybe even today that it grows on the ground, it doesn't grow on the tree. That changed after the chet of the Eitz Hadas. It grows on a tree. It's too easy for man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Adam Rishon and says, B'zeh sapecha toich alecha. What's B'zeh sapecha? If you pull off the chitim from the tree, it's not so difficult. So he said, no, you're going to have to plant and you're going to have to harvest. He made it hard for him. So apparently something changed. That before the chet of the Eitz Hadas, it grew on a tree. And later on, it grew from the ground. So one might have thought maybe you should say Salkadaitach, that you say Bari Pi Hoetz on Chitim. So the Gemara says, no, you don't say Bar Pi Hoetz. Maybe Kodem Achet. Maybe if it's going to grow on a tree, maybe you will say Bar Pi Hoetz. But now, Kamash Malon, the Gemara says on the last line, when they say Bari Pi Hoetz, only if it grows on a tree. Hech dechishak the slay le peri. If you rip off the pre from the tree, isi le gavze, the branches are still there. The Hoda Mapik, and next year the new peris will grow on the same branch. But over here, the chishak, the slay, the peri. Now, when you harvest the chitim from the ground, leise legabza. There is no branch left at the hoda mapik. It's not going to grow again next year. You have to plant everything all over again. That's bezeis apech toich alechem. So that's loy mevarchin on alei bari pri huaytza the bari pri adam. So that's what we hold. Bishamai must have a different definition. Bishamai not sure whether bushes are dinam ke tree or bushes are dinam ke bari pri adama. That was suffic on the level of the rice. I'm going to get to Kloy Zroim. I'm going to get to Orlo. But we pass like Bissil. So this last line on the Emmanuel, that's the halacha that we pass like Bissil. So then we mentioned that the tour had a machlekes of Rishonim about the banana tree and about the other kind of trees. What if the whole tree falls down, but the roots remain under the ground? So the Paris next year, you're not gonna have to replant everything. It's not like vegetables or grain that you have to plant everything all over again. But it's not gonna grow from the same gabza. Literally, if you take more literally, kishak the slay the peri, isa gabza, the branch is still there. Rashi adds gabza ha'anav shalayitz. The branches are still there. And the new pre, v'hada mapik, the new Paris next year, are gonna grow on the same branch. But over here by the banana tree, by several other trees like that, the whole thing is going to collapse. So that, if you look, The Torah quotes that machlokes, and the Machaber writes, Misafik, he should say Bar Pri Adama. Because if he said Bar Pri Adama on something that should have been Bar Pri Yotze, but he ever Yotze. If the reverse, he said Bar Pri Yotze on something that should have been Bar Pri Adama, you're not Yotze, but he ever. If you don't want to, if you're too lazy to look in the tour, so the Rush, on the bottom of the page of the Rush, he quotes everything there is to know. The Tosis Yantef wrote these commentaries. So he quotes this from the tour. Where it is? Somewhere over here, I don't know. Anyway, that's in the tour, and then in the Shulchan Aruch, it gives you some kind of a Spanish word for a fruit. Here in Siman Reish Gimel. Siman Reish Beis when you say Bar Pri Ha'Eitz. Siman Reish Gimel is when you say Bar Pri Ha'Adama. So the Mechaber writes there are different kinds of berries. Siman Reish Gimel Sif Beis. So he says there are different kinds of berries. Some berries grow on the ground and some berries grow on bushes. He says if it grows on a bush then you say Bar Pri Ha'Eitz. If it grows on the ground then you say Bar Pri Ha'Adama. We mentioned the Magen Avraham has a meaning that if it grows on a bush within 3 tefachim to the ground, you say lovewood, so that's considered as if it's growing on the ground. It's a difficult minik. So then the next sif gimel, reish gimel, sif gimel, he gives you the Spanish word for something. This is the Mechaber speaking. So he says, ala muzish, is something like a banana or a papaya or something like that, that the whole tree falls down, but the roots remain below the ground. So that's the machlokes that the Torah quoted. So the Mechaber paskin is safek, that it's Bar Pri Ha'Adama. So that's Nageh to the Gemara by the Machlekes Bisham and Bisil. Fine. That we paskin like Bisil, that even what grows on a bush is considered Bar Pri Ha'Adama. And the Gemara gives you the definition. That's on the last line of Mem Amud Aleph, and that's the Machlekes the Rishonim quoted by the Torah. What is the definition? Whether it depends on growing from the same branch, or no, as long as you don't have to plant it again next year. Fine. So then we had Korah. Okay, on the fourth wide line on the Daf, on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, we were discussing Korah. Oh, there in Erevin Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara calls it Kor. The same thing, Kuf Av Resh, Korah. What do you call it? The heart of palm. Heart of palm. Eat the wood itself. Eat the wood itself. So that's a machlokes amoraim. You can't say bari priha eitz. That is the eitz itself. The only shaila is, can you say bari priha adama? Because the wood grows on the ground. So it makes sense to say bari priha adama. So Shmuel disagrees and he says shahakol. Why do you say shahakol? So the Gemara says, because sofa lahakshos. If you're going to leave it, if you break it off now, it's going to be soft. It'll be tasty. If you're going to leave it on the tree if you leave the branch till next year, it'll be hard like a branch. So then you won't say any bracha at all. So Shmuel argued that you can't say bari pri hu adama. You can't say bari pri adama because it's not a pri. Then Shmuel himself sounds like he's backing out, and he tells Rabbi Yudah, his Talmud, shinino. He gives him a bekovadika title, sharpie. Shinino means a very sharp person. Kavosech mistavro. They give you all the marmakams on the side when he refers to Rabbi Yudah Shinim. Okay. So he says, Kavasech Mistabra, my argument doesn't make any sense. What I said, that Sofa Lahakshus doesn't deserve a bracha Bar Pri Ha'Adama, is not correct. Why? Because if you eat a radish at the right season, it'll be soft enough to chew. And if you wait long enough, it'll be hard like a rock and you break your teeth. So you can't eat it when it waits too long. So you see that despite the fact that it's sofa lahakshus, other fruits and vegetables, if you wait long enough, it'll spoil and get soft. But here it's going to spoil, it's going to get hard. So despite the fact that it's sofa lahakshus, it still calls man that it's tasty, say Bar Pri Ha'Adama, so the same should be over here. And then Gemara concludes that afogav de kalsi Shmuel, Rabbi Yudah, hilchasa kavasa de Shmuel. Even though Shmuel praised what Rabbi Yudah said, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Shmuel, that the bracha shaka. Why? So the Gemara came up with a new consideration, not because sofa lahakshas, rather because lanati inshi adaita de shusa. What is that? Lanati inshi adaita de kora. When they planted the trees, that's not what they had in mind, that you're going to eat the wood of the trees. They had in mind that you're going to eat the pears that grow on the tree. You don't eat the wood itself. So that's what someone showed us, that in the contemporary swarm they say, but if they plant guns in the forests like that, and they especially grow the trees in such a way that they can make it a multi-million dollar business for some of that heart of palms. And they break off all the branches, and next year grows more branches, and making more money on this every year. So if it's not the ayin she adai to dochi, that's the whole purpose of planting like that, then it's not considered bar pri ho eitz. It's the eitz itself, but it should be bar pri adam. In such a case, it is a pri. It's not that it's just shahakal. Then it's going to be not the ayin she adai dochi. Then so machlek is among the contemporary poskim, and hasvar no sen is that in such a case it should be the way the situation is today, that it should be bar pri adam. It shouldn't be shahakal neimitvar. In the days of the Gemara, it was abnormal. So then the Gemara quotes, is that a consideration? You can't call it a pri if that's not what they had in mind. That's not the main purpose why they planted. They're not the insha died to the paracha. People want to eat the pri. Usnan, there are four different things to eat. There's the alim, the tamrais, and then you have the avyonis and the kafrisin. So the avyonis, that's the pri itself. So if you eat the avyonis, then you say bar priyot. If you eat the kafrisin, we're going to have to discuss it. What paracha do you say? So this brisa says, here it says the snan. It's not a mishnah, it's a brisa. Usually they correct it. Whenever it says tanan, and it's a brisa, it says, usually right on his side, Tzarchli is the Tanya. Yeah, they left out the Hagor. Okay. So the Brisa says, and the four things that you can eat, so the Avyoinus for sure is going to be Bar Pi Weitz. It's not going to be for sure. According to Beis Shammai, it'll be a Shaila. Maybe she's a Bar Pi Adam. But we pass might be a Sivu. Whatever grows on a bush is considered a fruit. So you say Bar Pi Weitz. What's with the Kafrisin? The Kafrisin is the shell, the peel on the outside, so we'll have to figure out. The Brisa says that you say Bar Pi Weitz, and we'll have to discuss that in a minute. And then it says, if you eat the alim in the tomorrow, you say bar pri adoma. Why don't you say bar pri hoetz? Because that's not the main thing. So you see that if you eat the main thing that you planted for, the pri that grows on the tree, the pears that grow on the tree, that's bar pri hoetz. But the alim in the tomorrow is, it's not the main fruit. That's not the main fruit itself. So that the Gemara says, you say bar pri ho adama. The Brisa says, you say bar pri ho adama. So why do, according to Shmuel, why do you say bar pri ho adama? That's not the pri. The main purpose why people plant this bush is in order to eat the pri. The pri is the avyonis. The alim and the tamar is not the main purpose. According to Shmuel, shouldn't I say that the bracha goes down to shakal niya b'dvorai? It's not called the pri. So the Gemara says, no, he never said that. More distinguishes. When does he say that it doesn't make sense even to say bari pri hu adama? Doesn't make sense to say bari pri hu adama. Dikla lanati in shadai to the korah. So Rashi explains, going to eat up the korah. You're not going to have anything. You're not going to have the tree. The tree's not going to. It's going to disappear. Unless you have it like today, that's how they planted it. They planted it in such a way that every year there's going to be a lot of corn, they're going to make a lot of money on that. But Bizman and Gemara, they didn't have such a business like that. Once in a while, they would break off a branch and eat it like that. So since it's not intended to eat at all, so you can't call it a pri. So the maximum it can be, it's edible, so you say shakal nebidvar. But by the tzlaf, you're pulling off all the pears anyway. You're pulling off the alim and the tamarim anyway. So it's nothing unusual about, since you're pulling everything off, so whatever is roi lachila. So you should say a bracha. So why shouldn't you say bari pri hadama? There's no reason that it shouldn't be bari pri hadama. Here by the korah, this is, it's not normal to eat the korah. That's what I'm saying. It's very tasty. It's kederach achilosam. It's kederach achilosam, but you can't call it the pri hadama, because la nati in shadaita adaita to eat a korah at all. But over here, it is not the inshi. It's not the inshi. The main purpose of planting this slav bush is to eat the avyonis. And also, once you're pulling off the avyonis, so you have all the alim and you have all the tamarim on the alim as well. So why not eat that also? So that's not going to be bar pireitz. That's not the main part of the. That's not the main pri. So it'll be bar pri hadolam. So now the Gemara goes into the details. Once we spoke about this tzlaf, that it has four different things that you can eat, and the Brisa says that on two of them the bracha is bar pireitz, on the other two the bracha is bar pri hadolam. The Gemara goes into the details. What's taka the din? Is it, do we treat the various parts of the tzlaf? Do you treat it like a fruit, like a vegetable, or like a synthetic food, like a, neither of the above? So this is nageya to hafrashas trumas and maisris. Trumas and maisris you mafrish on any pri, whether it's pri hoitz or pri hoadam. The only time you're not mafrish trumas and maisris is if it's eitz. If it's not a pri hoadam, it's not a pri. It has to be either a fruit or a vegetable. It's not a pi adam, it's not a pi hoetz, and it's eitz bi'alma, something that grows from the ground, so you're not mafresh shumas amaisis. So that's one relevant nafkamina. Are you mafresh shumas amaisis? They quote a mishnah from maisris. It has a machalikas. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, ena masasar el avyenis bilvat, only the pri itself. You're not mafresh shumas amaisis, not on the shell, not on the peel of the fruit, and not on the alim, and not on the tmor. So he says that everything is eitz. According to Rabbi Kiva, everything else is eitz. The only thing that's pri is the avyonos. And Rabbi Leza, the Tana, disagrees, and he says he mafresh trumas and maisis on all four. And everything is called pri. It's either pri hadoma, pri haitz. Everything is a pri. So since everything is a pri, so you have to be mafresh trumas and maisis. Can you be mafrish from one on the other? If one is bar prihoitz, one is bar prihadama. I declare half of them as fruits and half of them as vegetables, even though they're growing on the same tree. So mastama, maybe you can't be mafrish mimin al shein aminoi. So din, you can't be mafrish mimin al shein aminoi. You have to always be mafrish on the same thing. You have to be mafrish from grapes on grapes and olives on olives and chitim on chitim and so on. So mastama, Reb Lezer would probably say that the tamarim and the avyonos, they're both bar pihoitz. So the avyonos and the kafritz, and they're both bar pihoitz. So that you can be mafrish from one on the other. And misdama, the tamarim and the alim, they're both bar pihadama. That you can be mafrish one on the other. But from the alim and the tamarim to be mafrish and the avyonos and the kafritz, and misdama not. Misdama, that's mimina shein mimina. If he holds that these are called fruits and these are called vegetables. Now how does it carry over when you get to orla? So orla only applies to that part of the vegetation that has the status of pri. Has to be a prihoetz. We say a bracha bar prihoetz, that's been the rabbana. But on the level of the raisa, there is a concept of prihoetz with respect to orla. Prihadama is chayvin trumas and maisa, it's fine, but it's not going to have the din of orla. So that's the discussion the Gemara has over here. How do you carry over from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva? How does it carry over? How does it translate when you're carrying it over to the dinam of Orla? So the Gemara tells this story. Sounds like only a chutzlort. He says, from all the four things that are edible, the only part that's aser in Orla is the pri itself, the avyanis. The peel of the pri is not aser. And the other two, the alim and the tamarim, is also not also. Why the alim and the tamarim? The Brisa said before, you say bar pri adama. So that's not a pri hoetz. So that we understand. What about the shell? The Brisa said before that if you eat the kafrisin, which are the shell, you say bar pri hoetz. So if it's bar pri hoetz, shouldn't it be subject to the dinam of orla? So apparently he's disagreeing. Amarav Yonamarav, he's disagreeing. Why does he disagree with Rav Lezer? So the Gemara says he's only disagreeing chutzlort. He worded Amar Avyun Amar Av Tzlaf Shalor LeBechutz Lords. He added on two words. He doesn't say in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because we have a rule called Amekel Boretz Halacha Kamosa Bechutz Lords. So since Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the only thing that's Chayv and Trumas and Maisus is the Avyonis, the other three, the Kafris and the shells with the Alim, with the Tmorim, is not even called the Prihu Adoma. So it's certainly not called the Prihu Eitz. So since Rabbi Akiva holds that opinion in Eretz Yisrael, so we have a right to be Mekan L'chutz L'Oretz, because we have a rule that Safek Bar L'chutz L'Oretz, you go L'Kulam. Any slight Safek holder, you go L'Kulam. So this Gemara is presenting it as if we really look at the letter Lamed, look it up, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Akiva. But the way the Gemara presents it here, the Gemara presents it as it's Akash against the Rambam. The Gemara presents it that the din really is like Rabbi Eliezer. That you really have to be mafresh chumas and maisvis on all four. And these two you mafresh b'toras peres o ilon, and those two you mafresh b'toras peres o adoma, priho adoma. These are fruits and these are vegetables. But because kalamekel bats alachik masa b'chutz lortz, and that's why we're mekel b'negit orlo b'chutz lortz, we're mekel to follow Rabbi Akiva Shita. Yeah. Where does that leave us b'negit to brocha? So Tosha says on Amud Beis, it doesn't make sense to distinguish in the brachas between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lorenz. That's a good assumption. But you're going to say, in Eretz Yisrael, since we're machmet to treat it like a fruit, so the brachas bar peyaretz, and the Chutz Lorenz, since we're mekel to treat it like a vegetable, and it's not subject to the laws of Orla, so therefore the brachas is going to be bar peyatoma. That doesn't make any sense. That's when you get to Safek Orla Eretz Yisrael Chutz Lorenz, we have a distinction. But when you get to brachas, Tosfos writes the last line of Hilchasa, brachas lekechilik bein baris l'chutz l'aretz. That doesn't make any sense to distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz L'aretz. So you have to figure out what is the Iker Adin. So the simple reading of the sugya is that the Iker Adin really is, the way it says in the Gemara, Iker Adin really is like Rabbi Eliezer. That all four achai ben shumas and maizus, two of them achai b'taras priho eitz. They have Yonis in the Kafis, my priho eitz. And two of them are chai b'toras priho adama. So the pashtus is, like it said in the Brice, if you eat those two, you say bar priho adama. If you eat those two, you say bar priho eitz. That's the pashtus, what the din should have been. The problem is that the Rambam doesn't say like that. Okay. The Rambam does not say like that. So how is this quoted in the Shulchan Aruch regarding the brachas? Let's see. So the Reish Beis Siv Vav. Laf al ha'alim v'al ha'tmores v'al ha'kafrisim yisei bar pri ha'adama v'al ha'avyonish emik ha'pri yisei bar pri ha'adama. So in the Shulchan Aruch they don't quote the way it says in the Braisa. The Braisa says two of them are bar pri ha'adama, the other two are bar pri ha'etz. Why did it all of a sudden change? Al ha'alim v'al ha'tmores v'al ha'kafrisim, on the shells yisei bar pri ha'adama. Why don't you say Bari Priho Eitz? And the shell is, well, we are Mekel, Kala Mekel Batz, Alacha Gemosa B'chutz Lars, we've been Mekel that the shell is not included, like Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva holds that the shell and the Alim and the Tmorim are not even Priho Adama. He holds that it's Eitz B'Alma, otherwise it would be Chayben Trumas and Maises. So we're Mekel like Rabbi Akiva, but the Gemara sounds like that's a special Kula in Safek Orla B'chutz L'Oretz, a Safek Aldo, but Mikra Adin, the Din is really like Rab Lazar. Din is like Rab Lazar, so you should really pass him like the Braisa. That on those two you should say Bar Pi Adom, on these two you should say Bar Pi Hoetz. So who is the one who decided that the Kafrisian should be Bar Pi Adoma? Why did they decide the Kafrisian should be Bar Pri Hadama here? So the official...
There's a custom that the shells are part of, but it's not saying it's a fruit, because they're included in Orla.
That's another point. That's another point. That is correct. Right. That's on Omid Beis. On the top line on Omid Beis, the Gemara tells a story on Omid Aleph. The Gemara tells a story, Ravina, 8 lines from the bottom. Ravina Ashkele Mar Baravashi, the Kazorik Avianus Wachal Kafrisin. He lived in Bovel. Mar Baravashi lived in Bovel, Chutz Lorenz. And Kala Mekel Bas Alach Gemarsa B'Chutz Lorenz. So he was Mekel, the only the Avianus he threw out. And the Kafrisin he ate. So the Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, "Kala mekel bas alachim basa b'chutz l'aretz." He followed the same as Rabbi Yehuda says. "Slap shalach b'chazar k'zav yehuda." So kafris, same as Rabbi Yehuda Marav. That's what my Rabbi Ashi did. So the Gemara says, fine, that we understand is based on Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara asks the Kasha on the top of Amid Beis, okay, Kol HaMekel Bar Tzalach HaGemosa B'chutz Loret, but we still have a Kasha, the third line on Amid Beis, the Teip Galei Denas Hashem Olepri, that's a Kasha in Orlo. It's not a Kasha in Brocha, that's a Kasha in Orlo. Isn't there a din that the Shayim Olepri is also Aser Mitam Orlo? So Rabbi gave three terutz. He gave the first terutz and the Shlagdarat, gave the second terutz and the Shlagdarat, finally gave the third terutz. So the first terutz was, just to review again, first terutz was that it only has a din of a Shayim Olepri if it's going to protect like a banana peel, or like an orange peel, that it protects the banana and the orange and the apple peel, it protects it even after it's removed from the tree. If it's only a Shayim, so these kafrisin only protect the avyoinos, only can protect the fruit and the caper bush, Kozman is attached to the tree. When it's about to become fully ripe, so the shells are going to fall off. So since it's not Shayim Olepri, Bitalush, the first Rabbah thought it doesn't have the din of Shayim Olepri. So Abai says it's against Mishnayos. So Rabbi says, okay, you're right. El Amar Rabbi gives his different suggestion. When does it have the status of a Shaymer Lepri? Only if it's a Shaymer when the thing is Taka Pri. But here, the Kafrisin only serves as a Shaymer to the Avyainas, to the Pri, before it has the state of Pri. When does it get the state of Pri? So the Gemara says, that's a machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Yossi and Achachamim. Rabbi Yossi says that Smodar already has a Shem Pri, and already a subject that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah and Orla, it says Orla Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. So Smodar is when you can see the fruit itself, even though it's not ripe yet. So Rabbi Yossi says, so what? Even though it's not ripe yet, it already has a Shem Pri. Upligi Rabbanan Alei, and the Pashtis is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like the Rabbanan, Yochav Rabbi Lachakaram. We paskin that smother is not a pri till it reaches the stage of bosar. When it reaches the stage of bosar, then it's roi lachila, then it's considered a pri. Before that, it's not roi lachila, it's eitz b'yalma. So the Gemara thought, Rava thought originally that it only has the status of a shayim or a pri, that it should be osa mitam orla, es varlartam alosa espir, es atof l'pirio. It's only a din of a Shayim Olepri if it's Mishamarid when it has the Shayim Pri. So since we pass like the Rabbanah, that it doesn't get the Shayim Pri until it becomes Bosar, in the stage of Smodar, it doesn't have a Shayim Pri yet, so therefore it can't have the din of Shayim Olepri. Then the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says, the Gemara proves from a whole, from a Mishnah in Shviyas, that Machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon doesn't apply to tzlaf bush. It only applies in rare cases. By charuvin there's a machlekes, by gefanim there's a machlekes, and by zesim. But shar kol ha'ilan is all other trees, including the caper bush, the tzlaf bush, is mishiyotzil, means from the stage of when the pri is visible. So everyone would agree that it did have a shame pri, so there should have been a shame with a pri. So what Rava's teretz is incorrect. Rava said that the kafrisin is only a shayma to the avyainis, to the pri, in the early stage, before it reaches boisa. And in that stage, when it's still smadar, it didn't have a shame orla yet. So Gemara says it's not correct. The machlekes of Yesi and the Rabbanon, whether it gets the din orla in the stage of smadar, or only gets the din orla later in the stage of boisa, only applies to three trees. Doesn't apply to tzlaf. Only applies to charuvin and to gefanim and to zeis. Mishar kol ilan, as everybody agrees, that smadar is chayiv in orla. It does have din. So let it be a din of shayim lepri. El Amar Rava. Finally, Rava came upon the right answer. So what does Rava answer? El Amar Rava, it doesn't have a Shayim Olepri, because even if we remove it, the Pri will not die. Shayim Olepri means it really protects it. But it hardly protects it over here. It just helps it on a little bit. That's what he finally answers. El Amar Rava finally answers, Hech, I'm going to have a Shayim Olepri, Hech, Shakas Leil Shaymer, if you remove the Shaymer, Mayis Peri, Hech, Acha, here by the Kafrisin, that's the shell on top of the avyonis, kishaklis leila ma'is per, it will not die. So that's the official answer. Doesn't that din Hashem Olepri? So he pointed out what Tosfos says, that this whole topic that starts from the third line all the way till the parentheses, all these lines here, more than halfway down the Amud, this whole discussion of Hashem Olepri is irrelevant to Hilchas Brochas. That's only relevant for Hilchas Orloch. Yavik Zeres HaKasuv. that the shomer is also dinner kipri benegat yisur arlo. But you don't say a bracha bar pri who eats. Let's say I'll take a banana peel. A banana is say who adama anyway. So let's take chveis an orange peel. So mustam is not normal to eat orange peels the way they are. So someone will cook them and they'll make them tasty. You'll mix something in. So if you eat the orange peel the way it is, that normal mustam is say shakal. That's not normal to eat orange peels. But if you have, you make marmalade out of it, you mix in sugar, and you make all delicious michael out of it, so some shanim say, oh, shomer lepri is dina kipri, so it deserves to be bar pri eitz. So if you eat the orange peel the way it is, that's shalok derech achilah, so that's abnormal, that'll be shakal. But once you cook and you make it tasty, that's like cooking potatoes, then shtani le mal yusa. So if you cook the orange peel and you make it into marmalade, then it should be bar pri eitz. So we don't really accept that opinion. The pashtus is that shomer lepri is a special din. Shomer lepri is only a local din in Hilchas Orla. Only applies to Hilchas Orla. It doesn't apply to Hilchas Brachas. So in the shomer lepri, it shouldn't change it. Yeah. But here, forget about shomer lepri. Here there was a problem. The Braisa said on Amun Aleph that it's very normal to eat all four. You eat the alim and the tmarim and you say bar pri adama. You eat the kafrisim with the avyonis and you say bar pri hoetz. So the braisa divided that these two are bar pri, these two are bar pri adama. So the braisa is saying that the thing is a pri hoetz. It's something that grows on the tree. The alim and the tmarim, that's the eitz itself. You can't say bar pri hoetz, but you can say bar pri adama. Because it's not like koiros. You can't say la nati en shadai tadochi. So that's bar pri hadama. But the kafrisin should have really been, the peel around the avyoina should have really been bar pri hoetz. If we only rely on Rabbi Akiva b'chutz loretz, halacha d'rameko b'chutz loretz, b'mikar adin, if the din would have been like Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva, so you understand? The only thing that's called a pri is the avyoina. Everything else is not a pri at all. So you should say shakal. If you eat the other things, you say shakal. It doesn't deserve to be bar pri adama, doesn't deserve to be bar pri hoetz. But that's not the way we paskin. We paskin not like Rabbi Akiva here. We paskin if you eat the alim and the tamarim, you say ho adama. And if you eat the kafris and the shell, you do say ho adama. So it is a pri. We're not following Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says not a pri at all. They're not mafish, trumas, and maizers. So when Shulchan Aruch, we're assuming the din, not like the Rambam, we're assuming the din is like Rabbi Eliezer. So if the din is like Rabbi Eliezer, so why did we all of a sudden knock down, where do we get this idea from? That the kafrisin should not be bari pri hoetz. More of the whole discussion on the days, the 30 line discussion was, afilu naniach that the din is like Rabbi Akiva, kol amekel bar tzalocha gemoysa b'chutz lortz, and orla we make like Rabbi Akiva, but the shell should be dino kishayma lepri. But that's a discussion in Kol Amekel Bar Tzalocha Gemoysa B'chutz Lortz. But in Hilchas Brachas, it sounds like we pass like Rav Lezer, that you do say Bar Pri Hadoma on the Alim and the Tmorim. So why shouldn't you say Bar Pri Hetz on the Kafrist? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rishonim. It's a new word. It's not the Iker HaPri. So what? What do you mean it's not the Iker HaPri? But the Brisa said you say Bar Pri Hetz. Where did that come from? Whatever is not mean loy nati inchi adaita dahochi. Loy nati inchi adaita lahochi. The Gemara said loy nati inchi adaita dekoro. So you can't call a bari pri hoadama. That's why you say shahakal. But where is this new klal that if you have a fruit that loy nati inchi adaita dahochi? It's a regular fruit, but since that's not the main intention in planting it, you don't say bar pri hoetz. Where does that come from? The Gemara says la natin shadaita dekora. That's why it can't be bar pri hadama. That's why it's supposed to be shahakol. Where does this come from? That if that's not the main intention in the pri, it should have been bar pri hoetz. But that since that's not the main intention. So it goes down from bar peis to bar pri hadama. That's what it says in the mechaber. What does Taisi say on Amun Aleph? La nati inshi. La nati inshi adaita dekora. And the Gemara paskins like Shmuel. Even though Shmuel prays, avagab dekalsi Shmuel, the Rebbe Yudah, Hilchas HaKavasa de Shmuel, when Yid Korah, Bizman HaGemara, So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, you say Shahacha. The Sovar Gemara Kavasi the Shmuel. The Gemara Paskins le Maskana like Shmuel. In Cain, Osim lo lovi gifanim. The bottom Tesis on Lam involvement in Allah. Osim lo lovi gifanim. That was the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Amud Beis, that's quoted in Hilchos Yom Kippur. That if you eat lulavi gifanim on Yom Kippur, that it accomplishes yisuvi daita. Mori asked, eat kosevis agasa of flesh, eat kosevis agasa of lulavi gifanim, it's the same thing. Mori said, no, it's not the same thing. The Mori was asking, you should have to eat more the lulavi gifanim in order that it should become yisuvi daita. Mori said, it's not going to be to the same extent yisuvi daita. If you eat steak, kosevis agasa, going to be a lot of yisuvi daita. If you eat the lulavi gifanim, it'll be a little. It'll be less Yisuvi Daita, but there will be, to a certain extent, there will be Yisuvi Daita. So that's what Taisus is alluding to. The Lovi Gifanim is the same as Kaira, eating the branches itself. So the Gemara says that that's considered Oichol. The Gemara says there that the Gemara says we saw an Erev in Daf Chav Ches on the base. The Gemara says that this Kaira, even though it's Yisei Bracha on it, it is edible, it's Roy Lachilo, and it's Nikach Bekesef Maisa Sheni. When you bring the money from Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to buy pajamas. You're not allowed to buy furniture. You're not allowed to buy svarim. You have to buy dafke food. It has to be a special kind of food, premium, to do the kak. But the first step is it has to be food. So the Gemara says you are allowed to buy korah. You are permitted to purchase korah. That's considered food. If it wouldn't be considered food, so then, let's say you're going to buy a comb to comb your hair. So that you're not allowed to buy that. So if you're going to buy something that, let's say you're going to buy a cigar, you're going to smoke a cigar. That's not oichel. You have to buy food and eat the food, consume the food. So the fact that you can buy korah with the moist maizen shows that it is food. Then on the other hand, the Gemara says that it's not mekabel tumas oichel. So that was a problem. The Gemara never explains it. Why is it not mekabel tumas oichel? So the pashta seems to be, we said last week, that before Rosh Hashanah, the pashta is, it's not mekabel tumas oichel, because it has to be oichel asher yeochel. It has to be some oichel that's oimed lachil. It's not really, since it's not the insha, daita dahachi, maybe you can't call it oichel asher yochel. But the Gemara says, but it's mamash on his plate. He's about to eat it. He just said, shahakal nimi dvar, is about to eat it. Still not mekabel tumas oichel. Very strange. Afakav shechisha bovo. So why is not oichel asher yochel? Very strange din in the Gemara. Why should it not have a din of oichel? So what does Taisi say? So the lovi gifanim is the same as a kairu. So the Gemara says that it is called achila for Yom Kippur. Same thing if you eat korah on Yom Kippur. If you eat a kasef as agasa, that will be kishir. Because the Gemara says lelovi kfanim is chayiv on Yom Kippur, chayiv koras. Kain osim lelovi kfanim lelo nanti shadai tadachi mevorachem alayhu shahakol niya bidvara. Okay, the same as the korah. Now that period, finish the Gemara. Now Tais is adding on. Vosam shkedim, there are certain almonds, kishayim rakim, if you eat them before they get hard, so you can even eat the shell. But that's not the main intention. Normally, when they plant almond trees, that's not normal to eat it when it's tasty, it's delicious. Not shlok derech achilasam. Normally, you wait till they get bigger, and then the shells are so hard that they're not edible. So if you're going to eat the shell when they're soft, since la not the insha adai to the hachi, kiim lecha lagarinim shalahem, you normally eat, you don't eat the shell. You eat the nut that's inside the shkedim, the almonds themselves. So therefore, if you eat the shell, the bracha goes down to shehakol. So it goes down to shehakol. The same as korah. It's not at all the same as Korah. Korah is a different story. Korah is not the insha adaita to eat the branches of the tree, because you're not going to have a tree. So that's not, you can't call it even Prihu Adama. For sure, the Korah is not Prihu Eitz, it's the Eitz itself. The whole deal was in the Gemara, can you call it Bari Prihu Adama or not? So there we pass can know, because that's not, they don't plant it like that. Bismanazah, they do plant it like that. So Mistaba, what they say, what those Rabbanim say, that Bismanazah should be Bari Prihu Adama. But Bismana Gemara, they didn't make an industry out of this heart of the palms. So Bismana Gemara was learned not to eat Shadai Tochi. You would normally not eat that. Over here, what do you mean? This thing you're not going to eat. The klipa hachitzayna is normally not eaten. Normally it's thrown out because you wait till the almonds grow bigger. When they grow bigger, so you eat the yamin and you throw out the shell. So if you're going to eat the yamin when it's you plucked it off in the tree at an early stage, and that's not what you had in mind to eat the klipa chitzayna. So if you're going to eat the klipa chitzayna, that's knocked down to shahakal. That's the way he's eating it now is kederach achilas. It's normal to eat it, but it's irregular. It's very tasty. It's not like eating a flour. That which mishugana would eat the flour? Here, if you're going to have the klipa raka of the shkedim, you put it on the table, it tastes very good. So that's not a reason to say shahakal, because it's abnormal. It is normal. But it's not normal to rip it off from the tree before it's... that's what's not normal over here. It is normal to eat it. Once you put it on the table, it's normal to eat it. So you can't knock it down to shahakal because of shaloka derech achilasa. But Tosfos knocks it down to shahakal because it's not the insha day to the hochi. So they say it goes down to shakal because under normal circumstances you would have let it grow on the tree longer till it would have developed further and the almonds would have been tastier and then the shells would not be edible at all. So since it's not the insha day to eat the shell, so it doesn't deserve even to be a bar pri hadam. Yeah, but that's not what it says over here. Here we're talking about the shell of the avyoinos. So why did it go down to bar pri hadam? Where did that come from? We have to look up some more. Who's the one who said this, that the kafrisin should be bar pri hadam against the braisa? Why should that be so? The Gemara in Amud Beis quotes a Mishnah from Orla. It says Orla Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, which says klipe agozim v'hagarinim chayovim biorla. Agozim nuts grow in a tree. Except for peanuts, it's bar pri adam. Everything, all the other nuts grow on a tree. So nuts that grow on a tree are bar pri hayitz and are subject to the laws of our law. So not only is the nut itself, not only do the agozim have the din of our law, even the klipi agozim, which are hard shells, hard shell around it, it's not even right lachila, that's a din of shayim alapri. Shayim alapri also has a din. Then the Mishnah mentions also the hagarinim. Let's say you have an apple that grew in one of the first 3 years of the orla tree. So the apple has pits inside, seeds inside. So the seeds inside the garinim are also chayovim biorla. So here there's a machlekes, a rishainim. What bracha do you say when you eat garinim in a pri? So the Taptaisa says, klipi agaz ma garinim chayovim biorla de perininim. You see that the garinim are dinim kipri. Mikan sheyesh levarach ala garinim shel gud gedonis, garinim afarsikin. It depends. Let's say you have pits from an apple. That's not normal to eat pits from an apple. You don't see any bracha at all. It's not oichel. Eat it on Yom Kippur, you'll get butter. That's like eating, what did the Gemara say? Eat tukla yeveshta. It's not roi lachila at all. Tosis means if you have pits that are roi lachila, they are tasty. So Tosfos says, from the fact that the Mishnah says that they're subject to the din of Orlo, v'hagarinim, that's the Mishnah in Orlo, that garinim are subject to the din of Orlo. So therefore that shows that garinim are dinim kipri. So therefore it should be, if it's tasty, it should be bar pri hayitz. Or, if you have, let's say, seeds that are not tasty, but you cook them until you make them tasty. So that's like you have potatoes, raw potatoes. If you eat it the way it is now, you can't say the raw potatoes are not food. It is food. Everybody cooks it and they eat it. So if you eat raw potatoes, say bar pri what? You say shakal nevedvar, because eating shalaka derech achilas. If you eat paper, you don't say a brach at all. Paper is not called eichel. If you eat, what did the Gemara say? Pilpula yaveshta, but like plum, you don't say a brach at all, because it's not roi lachila. If you eat potatoes, raw potatoes, you can't say it's shalaka, you're eating it shalaka derech achilas, you can't say it's not eichel at all. It is eichel. It's time to cook it and then to eat it. So if you eat the raw potatoes, say shahakal. If you cook the potatoes, it becomes bar pri hadam. So here also, if you have garinim, if you had seeds, if the seeds are not edible, so it's not oichel at all, period. It's not oichel at all. That's like eating paper. But if they are edible, so Tosfos claims that garinim adinim kipri, then you say bar pri hoitz. And if you have garinim that are not edible, and then you cook them and you make them edible, So then the bracha becomes bar prihua. It's like if you cook the potatoes, it becomes bar prihua dom. That's what Tosfos says. So the Rashba on this Tosfos disagrees. I have a fancy gemara here, so it has these big fat gemaras. I have the Rashba in the end. So the Rashba disagrees with Tosfos. He says, why does the Mishnah in Orlo, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, where is it? Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Why does it put these two dinim together? Klipe harimain, klipe agayzim, hagarinim, chayav miyorla. The klipin is midin shayma lepri. It's learned out from the pasuk es, varat malasa es piria, es atofa lepiria. So why does the Mishnah put together garinim? If Tosfos would be right, the garinim is dinim kipri. Tosfos writes garinim, the perininim, mikan yesh lebaruch ala garinim, bar prihuetz. So why does the Mishnah put it together with klipa? So the Rashba says, you see from the Mishnah, not like Tosfos. You see that the garinim are not dinim kipri. It's a din es atofa lepiria. Es atofa lepiria. If you would have garinim that are edible, I can eat the whole thing. Let's say you have seedless grapes. What do you mean seedless grapes? There's no such thing as seedless grapes. It's impossible. If it doesn't have a seed, so how did it grow? You're gonna plant these, they're going to grow again. Obviously, they have a seed. So it means the seed is not a hard seed that's not edible. You can eat the seed also. The seedless grapes also have seeds. But it's a soft seed that's edible. So those kind of garinim, everybody agrees. That's garinim is dinim kipri. The Rashba is also going to say bracha. If you're eating such garinim, you say bar pri. That's part of the pri itself. But we're talking about garinim that are not edible the way they are. If you have seeds of an apple or seeds of an orange, so that's not edible. So Tosfos claims garinim is dinim kipri. You just have to figure out whether it's going to be shahakol if you eat it now, or if you cook it, you may cook it with sugar, it'll become a white. And the Rashba says no, that it's like the klipa, just like the klipa is a special din in Orlo. So the garinim is also a special din in Orlo. Es atofa lipsara is marbet both the shayim of the pri and the garinim as well. So this is a big asik in Shulchan Aruch, how we should paskan on this, on the garinim. So on the bottom of the page you have the Eben Ezer. Once every 75 pages he has something to say, but when he opens his mouth, he says that the old sitter, the Eben Ezer, opens his mouth. He disagrees with Magen Aram, disagrees with the Mechab, he disagrees with everybody on the top of the page, and everybody has respect for him over here. So here the Eben Ezer has a whole attack against this din, and that's what the Vilna Gaon also says. He has the same taina as the Eben Ezer. He thinks that garinim, he points out that Mishnah in Orlo, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, because they put the Pnei Yeshua with the Rashba here, so they threw out all the other Mishnahs of Zerah. Okay, every Maila has a Chisar, and here this has Mishnahs. Other Gemara's, a normal Gemara Brachas has Mishnah Zerah. And because they did us a favor, they put in all the Pnei Yeshua with the Rashba, so they had to throw out the rest of Zerah. So the Mishnah ends off there. Perek Aleph in Orlo, Mishnah Ches, speaks about the klipin. The klipin is dinim kishomer, and the garinim are asurim beorlo ubo ashera. Let's say somebody worships a tree. I'm sure that worships a tree. So the tree becomes, sometimes the tree becomes asabano. Sometimes I say, Elaheim al hahorim alai hahorim alaheim, chubilakarka, is dinim kikarka, it doesn't become asabano. But if he planted it, melachatchila das laobdoi, so then the Mishnah says, that's what it says in the Chumash. Asherem tisrufim ba'esh. If it was planted, al das al ba'dezorah, then z'yesh bo tvisas yaradim, and then it does become awesome. It's not really a din of karka versus metalplim. It's a din, the Gemara says it depends. Yesh bo tvisas yaradim, ein bo tvisas yaradim. Take, for example, the Gemara has, let's say, there's a tree, and the apples fell down from the tree, and they're on the ground. So someone worships the apples that fell on the ground. Or there's a hen that lays an egg, and the egg is sitting there. So that's tolush. The hen was also tolush. The hen was also tolush. Like Mar says, if somebody in mishtachva the beitza before anybody picked it up, or mishtachva the apples before anybody picked it up, so that's called ein bo tvisas yadoram. So it's mutar b'ano. If you mishtachva to a balchai, mishtachva to a tree, so the Rambam learns in the Gemara that it's the same din. Rashi and Tosfos and Chulin say not so. But the Rambam learns the Pashup Pshat and Gemara is easier the way the Rambam learns. Gemara says it's one and the same din. It's not a din of mechuba. It's not alayim alahorim alahorim alahem because it's karka. Mechuba la karka, dinika karka. It's one tzara shava shabem. Avodah Zarah only becomes asav anoah if it's a man-made Avodah Zarah. Someone made a tape recorder. Some people worship the holy dollar. So the dollar is manufactured. The dollar bill is printed. Okay. Someone printed a Gemara, someone made a table, someone made a pair of glasses, whatever. If it's man-made, it wasn't made l'shem Avodah Zarah, but if it's a man-made item, a table, a chair. So that's called Yesh B'Tfisas Yad Adam, a house. The Gemara says a house was built by a person. A house doesn't grow like that from the ground. So even though a house is Mechuba L'Karka, Dina K'Karka, but it's called Yesh B'Tfisas Yad Adam. So the Hamishtach V'Labayis, it'll become awesome. And on the other hand, even though it's Mechuba L'Karka, on the other hand, when the apples fall off on the tree, they're absolutely tolush. When the hen lays an egg, it's absolutely tolush. But Kozman, no one picked it up yet, so it's untouched by human hands. So you can't say it was manufactured by a person. Once a person picks up the apple, or he picks up the egg, so I say there was some human involvement. What did the hen lay the egg? He didn't lay the egg. He didn't do anything. He didn't wash it off yet. It doesn't matter. The Gemara said, once he picked it up, once he picks up the apple or the egg, then it's called Yesh B'Tfisas Yad Adam. So that's why the Mishnah distinguishes that if you planted the tree al-das to worship it, the Nochri, the Jew, doesn't make a difference. He planted the tree intending to worship it, so then it does become Asa B'Hanor when he worships it because that's called Yesh B'Tfisas Yad Adam. But if he planted the tree as a tree and then after it's growing he decides to deify it, so then Elohim 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 Elohim, it doesn't become does not become Asabana. So in order that something has to become, in order that something should become Asabana, Mitama Vedizar, it doesn't have to be classified as Macholas Asuras. A person deifies a table or a chair. He deifies a tape recorder. He deifies a dollar bill. Whatever he worships, he worships. It doesn't have to be Roy Lachilam. So the Mishnah says, let's say a person is worshipping an apple. So how much of the apple becomes asabano? Only the part that's roi l'achila. What about the pits and what about the peel and what about the stem, the ukits on top? So the Mishnah says, bashera, everything becomes asabano. It doesn't have to start off as machola sasur. It doesn't have to be roi l'achila. It's not the same as orla. Orla, there's a din, arat malas says pirio, it has to be pri. And then there's a din of shayim of a pri, and then there's a din that even the pits are also included, achidish. But over here, by asherah, whatever it is, it doesn't have to begin, it doesn't have to have any shaykhis at all with the shayim pri. It doesn't have to have an oichel, doesn't have to have the shayim pri, doesn't need any shayim. And then it says, ubuntorim berivai. The first 3 is a zarla, the 4th year is net the revai. So the 4th year, the shells and the pits that are not royal achila are mutam. This din that the shells and the pits are rasser only applies in Orla, doesn't apply in Revai. So the Eben Oiz on the bottom of the page refers you to the Shachan Etaz in Yeridea. He tells you in Simon Reis Tarigdala, that's a Simon of Orla. So they raise the question, why is there a discrepancy between Orla and Revai? So they say that the Shaymul Pri and the Garinim is all based on Xeris HaKosav Es HaTofel L'Pirio. Barat Malos says Pir Es HaTofel L'Pirio. To be marbe the shomer and the garinim, and that gzeres hakosav only applies with respect to Orla. It doesn't apply with respect to Revai. That's how they say. That's the shachan etaz. So the Eben Oizer says, you see mefurish from the Mishnah that the garinim is not dinam kipri. If it will be dinam kipri, so it should apply to, it should be osir and Revai as well. If it says matar Revai, and the shachan etaz say the hezbah, why? It's because this is only nisrabe from the pasuk es. And the Reba, yes, atof of the period, es piras, atof of the period, only applies to Orla, doesn't apply to Revai. The Rambam there writes, the Vilna Gaon also likes that. The Gaon, on his own, he doesn't refer, he didn't have an Eben Oizer. He also tightens like that. See the Garinam, Enam Pri Klav. Vod Raya, the Hamuta Berevai. That's the Raya of the Eben Oizer. They both bring the same Raya. So they, he says, v'chein ikar. Usually the Biur Agro just gives Mar Mekonis. They have an introduction to the Biur Agro. Right after the Vilna Gaon passed away, so they found different notebooks that he had written on Shulchan Aruch. So the first 3 notebooks were just Mar Mekonis. Every psak and every line of Shulchan Aruch, every word, he gives you the Mar Mekonis. It's based on the Be'er Agoyla. The Be'er Agoyla was his great-grandfather. So the Be'er Agoyla gives you Mar Mekonis for every din in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Biur Agoyla gives you Mar Mekonis for every word. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch adds on a word because of a Tosfos, because of a Rambam, because of Rashba. So the Be'er Hagadol just gives you a general marmokam on the din, that a whole sentence. The Be'er Hagadol assumes that you read the Be'er Hagadol. That's why the Be'er Hagadol will often write the first Be'er Hagadol in the Siman, he'll write Shom. How can it be Shom? He didn't give you a previous marmokam. What Shom? It's not the same marmokam of the last one that he mentioned in the previous limit. No. Shom means the same place where the Be'er Hagadol. He's assuming the Be'er Hagadol was written on the assumption that you're reading the Be'er Hagadol back and forth. You're reading Be'er Hagadol and you're reading his Be'er Hagadol. He was a descendant of the Be'er Hagadol. So in the first three notebooks, he just gives marmokams on the Shulchan Aruch. Then they found another notebook where he gives his own opinion. So that's once in a long while he writes V'chein Iker. He'll give you his opinion. Usually you can't figure out what his opinion is. He'll just give you what the marker for the Shulchan Aruch is, whether he agrees or he disagrees. He's just giving you Mar Mekanis. And once in a while, when they quote from the other, that's from the Likud. In Orach Haim, they didn't identify, but in Yerideya, they'll write, if it's from that fourth notebook where he gave his own opinion, so they'll write in the beginning, Likud and Ad Kan. They'll start this piece from the Groh with the word Likut and the right Ad Kan, that you should know that this came from the other notebook where he's giving his own opinions. So this one obviously is from the Likut, from the Likutim. So the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this Sif in the Shulchan Aruch. He holds like the Rashba, that the Garinim are not Dinam Kipri. The Garinim are not Dinam Kipri. It's a special Din in Orla. Yeah. The Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam doesn't say exactly the same as the Taz and the Shach. He says a little differently. On that Mishnah, why is there a discrepancy regarding the pits between Orlo and Revai? So the Rambam writes, because Orlo is not only Asa Bachila, it's Asa Bahanoa as well. So the pits are not edible. We're talking about inedible pits. If it's an edible pit, it's Mamish Pri, it's part of the Pri. So he's talking about inedible pits. So by Orlo, since it's not only Asa Bachila, it's Asa Bahanoa, so you say, not allowed to get Hanoa from the pits. But by Revai, the Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam claims that Revai is Muta Bahanoa, Chutz LiYerushalayim. It's only Asa Bachila. Not so Muslim. Mincha Chinuch has a discussion of that. What's the din? What am I sashenin at the Revai is Asa Bahanoa, Chutz LiYerushalayim. Mincha Chinuch dug up a Gemara in the first parak in Chorus. Of all places, where it doesn't belong, Shalobim Kama. There's a Gemara Mcheres that sounds like it says explicitly that Maisa Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim is also Bahano. And Maisa Sheni should be the same that the Revai. So the Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam just writes innocently. He says, we're talking about pits that are not Roy Lachilo. So, Ba'or Lo, it's also Bahano. So you tell me the pits when it's Rabbah that they're also Bahano. By Revai, he says, it's only also Bachilo. You're not allowed to eat a Chutz Yerushalayim. It's Mutta Bahano. So you can't have any, you can't discuss dinam on pits. So that's why the Mishnah says, a mutarim b'revai, that the pits by the revai are mutar, because the revai, the only thing that'll be also is achil. He can't have an isra achil, the thing is not roi l'achil. That really raises, see, the Vilna Gaon, the Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam raises an issue here. We have different kinds, Taisis points out, the Rambam points out, the Pirush HaMishnayos, in a different place, the priests. You have two different types of Yisuri Hanua. Sometimes an Isa Hanua starts off in an Isa Hanua, Avod Zara. He worships a table, he worships a chair. Starts off, it doesn't start off as an Isra Achila. Or someone donates an automobile to Hegdish, he donates a building to Hegdish. It starts off as an Isra Hanua, doesn't have to start off as an Isra Achila. And many times you have an Isra Hanua, that's an extension of an Isra Achila. Basa B'cholav is Macholos Asuris, which is also Asa Ba'anoa. Kvay Akerem, Orlo, Chametz B'Pesach, Shoran Niskal, it says, Lo Ye'ochol Es B'Sorei. Shoran Niskal belongs to the category of Macholos Asuris, and not only is it Asa Ba'achila, it's even Asa Ba'anoa. So the Isra Ba'anoa is an extension of the Isra Achila, but first has to start off as an Isra Achila. So this is really a problem. You have Orlo, is an Isra Achila that extends to cover an Isra Ba'anoa as well. But then you're saying you have an Isra Hanoa on the seeds. Masha'ini came by net to revive. There is no Isra Hanoa. So wait a minute. By Orla, there is an Isra Hanoa. Fine, it has to start off as an Isra Achila. But the thing is not Roy Lachila. So how can it be that the pits have an Isra Hanoa if it can't begin with an Isra Achila? Allah has to say that's part of the fruit. The fruit is also b'achila. So since the fruit, even though the shell is not roi l'achila, and even though the pits are not roi l'achila, but since the fruit is also b'achila, so why couldn't you have said the same regarding Revai? The answer is, but where's it going to lead you? The Rambam says, it's not going to lead you anywhere. Say it. But since it's mutabano, it's only also b'achila, so it leads you nowhere. Not exactly the same as what the Shach and the Taz said. Shach and the Taz explained that the reason why the seeds are mutter by the Revai, mutar and Revai, is because this Gzeres HaKosav, S period, S HaTof of the period, only applies to Orla, doesn't apply to Net the Revai. The Rambam doesn't sound like he's saying like that. It seems like he's saying, no, the Pasuk, S period, S HaTof of the period, goes on Orla, goes on Revai. Some even say Svar, the Minchas Chinuch, and others have a Svar, that Revai is basically Orla with a little twist. The Dinam of Orla, we make a mistake, Dinam of Orla, you shouldn't think Dinam of Orla only apply for 3 years. No, Dinam of Orla apply the fourth year, but the fourth year has a Hetah, they pidyon. If you either bring it to Yerushalayim or you pay it, then it has a Hetah. But it starts off as a Din of Orla. One could argue the point, it starts off as a Din of Orla. So it's not so posh the way the Shach and the Taz said. See, the Eben Ezer quotes the Shach and the Taz. That it's a special din, that to prove the point like the Rashba, that the pits are not dinam kipri. The Taptais says that the pits are dinam kipri. The Rashba says that it can't be correct. It's not correct. So they prove, the Eben Ezer and the Vilna Gaon, they both prove that the Rashba is right from the fact that the seeds are only Asa and Arla and Emuter and Revai. So the Eben Ezer quotes from the Shach and the Taz in the end of Yeridaya that the Gzeres HaKosav S period, S HaTof of the period, was only formulated in the Chumash with respect to Orla. It was never formulated with respect to Revai. So you see, it's a separate din. It's not exactly the way the Rambam formulated it. He said it a little differently. Anyway, but this is a Machlokes Halacha L'Maaseh. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, he's not over here like this Vilna Gaon. Against the Mechab. The Mechab starts off, Garini HaPeres Mehe Mesukim Mevorach Aleim Bari Prihoitz. Would the Rashba disagree with that? If you can eat the whole Pri with the Garini. Some of the Rashba, you don't need a Gzeres HaKosav for that. The only time you need a Gzeres HaKosav is if it's not edible. The Mehem Marim, if it doesn't taste good at all, you're going to eat the seeds in an apple seeds. In Mevorach Aleim Klal, it's not roi l'achila, so you don't say a brach at all. Well, what if I, here's the shayla, what if I took apple seeds and I cooked them with sugar and I made them tasty? So what bracha do you say now? So the Mechaber quotes a Rashba, the miskan ha'idei ha'ur, if he cooked it and he mixed in sugar and made it tasty, so then he says, he say shahakol. Why do you say shahakol? So the Magen Avraham Tainis, that this is a quotation from a Rashba. He got this from a Rashba. So the Magen Avraham Tainis, this is the Rashba l'shitasai. The Rashba holds that the seeds are not dinam kipri at all. So it has no shaykhas with the bari pri hoetz. If it's roi l'achila, so of course it's part of the pri. If it's not roi l'achila, so then if you're going to cook and make it tasty, upon chadash b'ol account, so it's a synthetic food. So of course you say shahakol. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds that the Garini HaPri Adinam Kipri, it really should have been Hoetz, but if it's seeds of an apple, it's not Roi L'Achila, so you don't see any Brach at all. Ozuke Mazik, it's not Roi L'Achila at all. It's worse than Ozuke Mazik, it's not Roi L'Achila at all. So according to Tosfos, if you would cook it and make it edible, then it should be restored back to its original Brach, and should have really become very Pi Hoetz. So that's the Taina of the Magen Avraham. The Mechaber starts off presenting Shitas HaTosfos, the Garinim Adinim Kipri, Garini Aperis Adinim Kipri. So if you have Garini Marim and you're Mematikin, you made it tasty Aidei Ho'ur by cooking it, so Itainas then it should have become Pa'etz. Why does the Mechaber say that it became? Why does the Mechaber pass like the Rashba become Shahakal? Should it become Ho'etz? It's a stark Itaina what do you have? Anyway, the Vilna Gaon, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon, the Eben Ezer. They don't like this whole din. They think that Garini HaPri, like the Rashba, Garini HaPri are not dinim kipri at all. And if miskan oidei hor, it's a synthetic food, so you say shahakol, that they, that's what they think the din should be. Here there's a machlokes. If you have garini hapri, which are edible, but it doesn't have the same taste as the pri itself. The pri has one flavor, and the garinim have another flavor. Some people like them, some people don't like them. It's not like seedless grapes that you just eat the grape. Everything tastes like grape and grape. It all tastes exactly the same. The garinim have a different flavor. So the mechaber paskins like tastes that garini hapri is mamish bar pri hoetz. And all the others are not happy about that. So they think it should not be bari prihoetz. Garini hapri is not dinim kipri. So what bracha should it be? So Rabbi Kivega quotes two opinions. He says some hold that it's bari priho adama, and others hold that it's shahako. And he says, I don't understand why. Velo yadaiti loma. So Rabbi Kivega says, doesn't understand why should anybody in his right mind say it should be shahako. Garini hapri. And it's tasty. Not that it's mamish the same as the fruit. The fruit has one flavor, and the garinim have a different flavor. So some people enjoy eating garinim, other people don't. So if you eat the garinim, so the mechaber paskins like Tosfos, that is bar prihoetz. And those who disagree with Tosfos, they want to paskin like the Rashba, the Vilna Gaon, they want to paskin like the Rashba. So the two versions here, what the bracha should be. So the Eben Hoizer himself says that the bracha should be hu adama. And other achrayim, he quotes the Panim Meiros and the Pri Chodesh, think that it should be shahakol. Rabbi Kivega says lo yadaiti loma. It should be. Why should it be bar pri hadama? Why should it be bar pri hadama? Well, you can't call it the pri, because in the Chumash it says that the eitz pri hashazar bo limenehu. The Chumash doesn't call it the pri. Asher zara bo, there's a zera and there's a pri. They're two different things. In Parshas Bereishis, it says the Baruch Hashem created fruits with seeds inside. So it says that the seed is not called the pri. Seed is not called the pri. If it's separate from the pri itself, in the seedless grapes, there is a seed there. But the mamsh tastes the exact same thing as the grapes. So that everyone would agree. That's Dina Kipri, that should be Bari Pri. I think the Rajbi should also agree that should be Bari Pri Hoetz. But if you have seeds that have a different flavor and it tastes good, so that's the Machlokes. The top Tosfos on Amud Beis holds that Garinim are Dinim Kipri. They don't think like the Rajbo, that the Pasuk Es HaTofel L'Pirio is Marbe two things. It's Marbe the Shomer, it's also Marbe the Garinim. They hold the fact that the Mishnah says Garinim Achayov Meyorlo is a Raya that Garinim is Dinim Kipri. And the Rajba says, no, it's based on a Xeris HaKos of S. So according to the Rajba, that it's not Dinim Kipri Ha'eitz, but it ought to be Pri Ha'adama. What are you going to say? It's like Korah. It's not the Incha Adadah. It's not like Korah. Why should it be like Korah? It should be Bar Pri Ha'adama. It should be like
the seeds.
Huh?
The company planted the seeds.
You don't plant it, but there's nothing bad about eating the seeds. Once you're eating the fruit, let's say when we eat apples, so we eat the apples, we save all the seeds and we plant them. No, we throw them out in the garbage. So if a person is going to eat the apple, he's going to eat the seeds also. So the seeds in the apple, that's done. That's not where lachida. No bracha at all. All of Rishonim agree, no bracha at all. But if you have some other fruit, so if you're eating the fruit, you're going to throw out the seeds. You're not going to plant it again. So that, you can't say that. That's not like Korah. Korah, if you eat the Korah, is detrimental to the tree. You're not going to have a tree left. Unless that's the way they plant it like that. So then it's not detrimental. Then it would be Hu Adama. That what? Yeah. I don't know what kind of seeds are they talking about. Unless they cooked it and made it edible. But the way we have tapuchin, where we eat apples, and apple seeds are not edible the way they are. So the Shulchan Aruch says you don't see any bracha at all. The Mishnah Taisa is talking about some other tapuchim that the seeds are edible. or that you cooked it, you fried it, whatever, you made it edible. So then it reverts back to become, that's like cooking potatoes, making them into adama. So if you cook the seeds, you make it into haitz. You make it into haitz. The way the seeds grow on the tree is not yet haitz. If you're going to cook it, you make it into haitz. That's Rabbi Kibbeh's title. He says he doesn't understand why there should be an opinion that you should say Shahakal Nibidvar. Why shouldn't it be Bar Pri Hadama? If you want to accept the Rashba's opinion already, that that Garinim is a special ribui from the Pasuk, like Aralt Malasa S period, S Atof of the period is Marba the Shem of the Pri, so it's Marba also the Garinim. So Garinim is not Dinim Kipri, so it's not Dinim Kipri Hoit, but it should be Dinim Kipri Hu Adama, why not? You can't say that it's like Koro. It's not detrimental to the tree. You're eating the fruit, you're going to throw out the pits. You're going to throw out the seeds. So what's wrong if you eat it? It's nothing detrimental. That's what the Braisa said. If you're eating the tzlaf, so if you eat the alum and the tamaris, you say Bar Pri Adama. Why not? That's in Shulchan, I say Bar Pri Adama. That's not the Ikepri. But still, there's nothing detrimental. If you plucked it off in the tree anyway. So the toss-up is that you're going to eat it, you're going to throw it in the garbage. You're not going to plant it again. So if you eat it, so you say Bar Pri Adam. So why shouldn't the seeds, that's Rabbi Kibbeh's time, why shouldn't the seeds be Bar Pri Adam? Why should anybody say that the seed should be Shahakal Nimidvar? He doesn't understand. And this, we have to research also, why did the Shulchan Aruch change the Braisa? The Braisa says that if you eat the kafris and the shell around the avyonis, then you say Bar Pri Huay. So how did it all of a sudden become Bar Pri Adam? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rishonim because that's not the main intention. The main intention is to eat the Avyayin. It's fine, but it's against the Braisa. So where did that Svara come from? Who's the Bala Mechaber of that Svara? Where does it say that in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say. So then the Gemara was, Rava had to give three answers till he finally gave two strikes. Two times he was wrong, and then the third time we accepted it. The Rava came to explain, even if you'll assume that Safik Ralu Chutzlo is Mamekel, like Rabbi Akiva, that the only part that's Dina Kipri is the Avyonos, and the Kafris and the Shell is not Dina Kipri at all, it's Eitz B'Almo. Yeah, but even if it's Eitz, but let it have the Dina of Shemer Lepri. So first he gave it Teretz, if it doesn't protect the Pri Boda Tolosh, it doesn't have a din of shem l'pri. Then they shlugged it off in the Mishnah. Klipei Rimonim. Then he said a second suggestion is only if it's a shem l'pri when it has a shem pri, and it only gets the machleg Rabbi Yosi and Achachamim in the Mishnah and all the Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. When does it get the shem pri? When it's boisar, the later stage or earlier stage smada. Smada is when it's visible that you have a pri. Rashi says when the leaf falls off and you can see that there are tiny grapes there. So the grapes are visible, but it's not Roy Lachila yet. So we pass again against Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't get a shame pre until it's boiser. And the Gemara says boiser is the size of a pulalova. Same size as the pulalova. The Magen Avraham says that maybe Bizman is in the Shtanu Hatvoin. Maybe this was Bizman HaMishneh, that the grapes used to grow bigger. But he says that Bizman is the grapes where he lived in Poland. The grapes didn't grow so big to begin with. Even if it's going to be fully ripened, it may not reach the point of pulalo. So maybe we have to work out a different shear bizman. Okay, maybe. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But what does it say in the Gemara? That if it's smadar, is a machlekes satanoim, and we pass like the Rabbana, that it's eitz. It doesn't yet have the shem pri. So what if you're going to eat a fruit that's going to be a smadar? The Gemara says that the whole machlekes abiyas and Rabbana is only by the three fruits. Only by which ones? By Charuvin and by Kfanim and by Zaysim. Meshakal has all other trees. Everybody agrees Mashiach Tziu. That Smadar has the din of a pri. So let's say grapes. So you only say, it says Midin Yamara, the grape only has the din of Orla after it reaches the point of Boisar, which is the size of Pulalov. Sure. That's what it says in Gemara. And before that stage, why doesn't it have a din of Orla? Because it's not pri. It's not yet called pri. What do you mean it's not called pri? It's called Eitz. What are you going to say? It's called Bar Pri Adama. It's a vegetable as opposed... No. When it's first growing on the tree, so it's eitz, it's part of the tree. Then it reaches a stage of completion, then it's called the Prihu Eitz. It doesn't make sense to say it goes through two stages. First it's Eitz, then it becomes Prihu Adoma, then it becomes Prihu Eitz Mechetes. It goes from Eitz to Prihu Eitz. So when is that stage, when does it switch over? So we pass like the Chacham de Rabbi Yossi, switches over in the stage of Boisar, that's equivalent to pull all over. So what if you're going to eat grapes that you plucked off early? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, the whole discussion in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that people buy grapes in order to say Shachyana, then they want to eat the grapes, so what bracha do they say? So he says, usually it's so early in the season, the grapes didn't develop sufficiently, so it's still in the stage of Smodar, so you don't yet say Bar Prihoit, and we're not sure when that stage is reached, so that's why you really shouldn't eat those grapes. So what bracha do you say if it is in the stage of Smodar? So you should say Shahako. So it says in Taisus that you say Hu Adoma. Why do you say Hu Adoma? How did all of a sudden become Adoma? What does Taisus say? Shiur could pull all over. The third Taisus. Alamed Vavim Be. Shiur could pull all over. Pachas Bekan Lahavi Peri. Less than that is not a Prihu Eitz. It's Eitz Bialma. So Nikan Yesh Lomot. From this Gemara you can see Dal Boisa Pachas Mi Pull All Over. Lama Vachan Alei Bar Prihu Eitz. Ela. Spisha Hakol. How did it become Bar Prihu Adoma? Where had Bari Adama come in over here? The Pashtus is if you're establishing well the Dinim de Rabbanan, pattern after the Dinim de Raisa, so according to the Dinim de Raisa, it's Eitz B'Yalma. Eitz B'Yalma, so you don't say Bar Pri Adama on. I mean the Eitz itself is Bar Pri Adama. But look her, that's like not Din Shiadaita Dahachi. That's like Korah. That's not normal. It's not normal to break. Bismarck Gemara was not normal to break off Korah. You're going to ruin the whole tree. Bismarck said it is normal. So you say Bar Pri Adam. Bismarck Gemara to break off the Korah branch was not normal. But not the Inshad Daita Dahachi. So that's what the Gemara says. It's not because Sofa Lahaksha. Sofa Lahaksha is not the correct, it's not the right reason. Shmuel gave the reason Sofa Lahaksha is. The Gemara and Shmuel himself rejected it because of Tznon, because of the radish. So the Gemara says the real reason why we accept Shmuel's opinion. Because la not the inshad daita dahochi, so therefore it's a hakol. So l'chor the same should be over here. So why does everybody follow Taisus? Everybody quotes the Taisus that if you eat grapes that are smadar, you can't say bar pri yaitz. But they don't say shahakol. They say you should say bar pri adama. How did it become bar pri adama? Don't know. We have more questions than we have answers. I don't know. What did the Gemara quote from the Mishnah Shviyas? The Mishnah Shviyas, it's quoted in Psachim Daf Nun Beis on the Beis. Rashi and Tosfos explained this. The din Hoysen Shabbos Hoys Lachem Liochla. The din is that Perish Shviyas is only Leochla below Lehefsid. You're not allowed to ruin Perish Shviyas. So there's a din. Usually there's a din about Tashkis. You're not allowed to chop down a fruit-bearing tree and just throw it out in the garbage. A din about Tashkis. The Tosfos points out sometimes there is no isa about Tashkis. The second Tosfos, they quote from Bava Kama Dav Tzadikala, from Leyachbar, Bava Basa Dav Chavok. There are cases where there is no din about Tashkis. Even though there's no din about Tashkis, but if the tree in the Shnas HaShemitah has fruits on it that are in the middle of developing, and by chopping down the tree, they're not going to continue to grow. So that's called, even though there's no isa, Baltashke is the general isa, but that's called the Yochla Balola Hepsid. You're ruining the Paris. The Paris already have a shame Paris Shvias on them. They already grew sufficiently that it has a shame pre. And that's where the Gemara gives the different machloikas hatanaim, when does a shame pre begin? It's not only when does a shame pre begin with respect to Orlo, or with respect to Bar Pri Huaytz. When does a shame pre begin with respect to Paris Shvias? If it doesn't have a shame pre, so it's not Paris Shvias. So there's no isa of Yochla Balola Hepsid. So after it already has a shame pre and you're going to chop down the tree, it's not going to grow to its fullest extent, that the potential. So that's a violation of Liyoch Lov Lola Hefs. So that's where the Mishnah has the Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Nechachamim. The whole Machlekes Hatanaim, when does it get the shame pre? Okay, maybe we'll stop here tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow. Try to find out some of the answers to all the questions. Minchas.